CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls in just a few minutes. But right now, our next guest is Seth Joyner, Kyle.
Yeah, sponsored by Bet Parks every weekend. The double the spread boost for all users on one pro football game. Check the Bet Parks app Friday. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how you doing, buddy?
Seth.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Well, Seth, we're excited to talk to you.
We are a house divided today,
Seth. Yeah, we are. Seth, we're curious. Well, all right, where do you
come? Joe, we're talking crazy.
No, well, I don't know about that. Maybe you could decide. Seth, where do you come down on? So, like, I think Jalen is playing well. He's doing a good job in his role. But it does feel like, in terms of, is he the driving force of this, or is he more along for the ride? Like, where do you come down on how Jalen's playing, what they're asking him to do?
Oh, listen, man. I don't understand all of this apprehension about Jalen. Jalen's proven that he can get it done when he needs to get it done. You just got to look at, you know, every single year the team is wired and built differently. You know, you go out and you get Saquon Barkley to go behind, you know, arguably the best offensive line in the National Football League, okay? You struggle the first couple of weeks in a new offense, and then you make the move and say, okay, hey, we're gonna lean on this offensive line, and we're going to lean on Saquon Barkley. And then you begin to have massive success with it, okay? When Jalen needs to be efficient, he is more than capable and more than efficient in getting the job done. On those last two drives in the first half last week, they asked him to throw the football. He was 7-for-8, 86 yards, a passing touchdown, and a rushing touchdown. Now, in the second half, they only asked him to throw the football twice, you know, twice. So what do you want him to do when he's being asked to play the game the way he needs to play the game? And let's not forget, let's not lose sight of the fact, you know, of how well he's played when he's needed to throw the football, okay? So if they're wired differently and they're built differently, what more do you want from Jalen as a quarterback when you know that he can get it done when he needs to get it done, but the initiative and the identity of the football team right now is a rushing football team?
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I don't want him to change it. I mean, Hugh, as long as they're winning, let's keep this formula
that's it.
Going.
And that's the thing. There's going to be a time, and it might be this season, might be in the playoffs, where Jalen is going to have to do exactly what you want him to do. And I think that the more that we have comfort in this running game, the easier it's going to be for him to make those plays when they're called upon. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think, Seth, about that?
Well, you can always listen. A team who all they can do is throw the ball, at some point in time, a defense is going to devise a way to stop it, okay? But the team that can run the football, the whole playbook is open through play action pass, misdirections, whatever, you know. You can do whatever you want to do, you know? So my thing is, are we hell-bent on Jalen throwing for 300 yards every week? Are we hell-bent on what he calls the main thing, keeping the main thing, and that's winning, okay? Do we want our quarterback to throw for 300 yards and lose a game, or do we want our quarterback to throw for 200 yards or 180 yards and we win the game?
I'll take the latter.
Yeah, well, that's an easy one. We want to win the game. And Seth, it's worked. I mean, that's what Sunday was, right? You said it. The first half, he threw a little more. They got a lead, and then they ran the clock out because they got it all working right now. And Seth, this works for two reasons. One, the run game, but two, that defense. Seth, let's talk about the defense. It's just every week I keep watching, and every week I'm more impressed by it. Seth, the game and what they did to Lamar and Derrick Henry on Sunday, what stood out to you watching it? Because this was the most explosive offense they were going up against, and the Ravens had 12 points with, you know, a minute to go in the game.
Well, listen, the defensive front is dominant, okay? They're generating pass rush for a group of guys that we all had reservations on, whether the guys, especially on the edge, whether they could actually get home. They're dominating in the middle. I don't know how many times they got to hold Jalen Carter and Milton Williams for those referees to drop them flags and start doing what's right. And then on the backside, the linebackers in the secondary, they're just on a roll. You know, in the first half, Lamar had success because, you know, they had a little bit of success running the ball. They went a little bit of play action passes. And even though, you know, Vic had him in a lot of zone coverages because he wanted to keep his eyes on Lamar, you know, just in case he got out of the pocket, they weren't getting enough depth in their drops to take away those routes that, you know, those tight end routes and routes they were running behind them. In the second half, once they got a little bit of a lead and they started to really clamp down on Derrick Henry, now all of a sudden they were getting better depth and they were breaking up on ball. They were playing from deep to short rather than, you know, biting up on the close stuff because they were so concerned about the run. And it just changed the entire dynamic, you know, of the game in the second half. And I'm telling you, man, these young players, Cooper DeShean, Quinyon Mitchell, these linebackers are leading the team every week in tackles the way that it's supposed to be. They're taking turns leading the team in tackles each week, but they're 1 and 2 each and every single week. I don't think they really lose anything by having Rodgers in there at cornerback, and, you know, while Darius is injured. And the safeties are playing. Everybody's just playing well. They're tied on a string. And Vic and the defensive coaching staff, you've got to give them credit. Because when you got young players, the hardest thing to do is to get them all on the same page. Everybody knows what the heck they're doing. Because, you know, all you need is for one guy to be out of position.
Yeah, and it's
one
guy
to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And it can be a wrap, you know. But they're playing on a string. They're tied in together. They're synced together. And, listen, I love Saquon, but that defense was the dominant factor in that game last week. And to be able to go to Baltimore and do that to one of the most elite quarterbacks that we've ever seen and one of the most dominant running backs that we've ever seen and hold them both below their season averages for the number one ranked offense in yardage per game, come on, man. Come on. For a young defense, and guess what? They just scratching the surface of how great and how good they can potentially be.
Well, that's great to hear, because if they get better from here, that's going to be the best defense in the league, hopefully for a long time. Seth, you mentioned that run game with Saquon Barkley. Down the stretch here, Seth, if the Eagles are in position where, let's say the last week or two of the season, they know their seeding. Maybe they'll be one, maybe they'll be two, but they kind of know where they're going to be. Seth, how would you handle it in terms of Saquon potentially going for the rushing record? Is this something they should let him try to do, or, you know, in the last week, do they have to kind of back off and try to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs? How would you handle that, Seth?
Joe, I'm an old school guy, man. You know what? I only got 16, 17 games to play a year. Don't rest me. I got the offseason to rest, okay? So if I got the offseason to rest, let's play football. When you start trying to protect players from injuries and the talk around the locker room and around the organization is about injuries, you bring about what you talk about. Stop talking about it. Let him play. He says he's in the best shape that he's ever been in. That he's prepared himself for this. Let him play the game. Now, when you get these games, like if they get in a situation this week and he got his numbers, you know, and you roll into the fourth quarter, now you sit him, you know. But the game is on the line, you know. Let football players play football. That's what you're paying them to do. You can't protect players from injuries because things happen. Yeah, things just happen in a game. You know, it can be, you know, the most menial thing that happens that you're running and all of a sudden, you know, you hurt a calf muscle. Nobody even touched you and you got injured, you know. Sometimes it's just like that, but you can't play that way. I've never went into a game or played a game thinking or worrying about an injury. And I very rarely got injured. And I think that should be their approach.
Well, we'll see how the Eagles do it, but something tells me they're going to let this guy try to set a record and do something special. Seth, we appreciate it as always. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk hopefully after another win over the Panthers. Thank you, Seth.
Have a good one.
All right, Jeff.
There you go. Seth Joyner with us in his weekly spot there. All right, so Seth's saying it's all good. It's all good. Jalen Hurts is playing well, and he is. I want to make sure everyone hears this correctly. I like the way Hurts is playing. I think he's playing well. It reminds me of Russell Wilson and that Seahawks team in 2013. Legion of Boom defense, Marshawn Lynch, Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson. It's great. He won a Super Bowl. But, like, I didn't think Russell Wilson was driving the car. He was a passenger. That's all right. It just feels like it's okay to say it, Hugh.
He's definitely the driver. It's not okay to say.
It is okay to say it.
His role has been diminished, but his contributions – again, is that word I'm going to use? Unquantifiable.
I think they're very quantifiable, and I see them every Sunday.
We literally put statistics out
across literally the league every week.
Like, if this, I can't even say it. Statistics.
Yeah, numbers.
There's certain intangibles that go like the leader of men. Like, Jalen has found his sweet spot as far as, you know, his comfort zone, and this team is in lockstep with one another.
Sure.
That's partly the quarterback. I mean, I'm giving Saquon his props, man, because he's different. And I've said that for the last few weeks. He's definitely different. And his contribution is huge. But if Jalen's not here, this ain't the same team, man. And that's a fact. That's
so
a fact.
What you're describing is Jalen's in charge of the aux cord. He's got intangibles. He's got a good playlist. He's not driving the car.
That is not right to say.
No, I actually think it might be the most spot on thing.
That is not the most spot thing to say.
He has a huge role on this road trip.
First of all,
you got the aux, buddy.
First of
all, intangible.
On any road trip, don't touch the music. If I'm driving, I control the radio. Don't nobody else control the radio.
You know what Hugh is, the more he describes this? You're a quarterback on a losing team. You want to run it. You want to throw it. You want to run around, not follow the playbook.
It's not the case.
You would be Jameis Winston out there.
You are Jameis
Winston.
You are Jameis
Winston.
Please,
Lord, deliver me from these interceptions. I love, like, listen, man, Jameis Winston needs to have his own reality show.
He does. It's
family.
Called the Cleveland Browns 2024.
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess you're right about that.
It's been a while since he got in there. All right, 215-592-9494. How would you describe Jalen Hurts within the structure of this team this year? Is he driving the car or is he a passenger? I mean, I think he's being driven. He's with this thing. He's on the trip. He's right. He's in the car. I just don't think he's driving the car right now. OG Wade is up. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Good, OG. What are you thinking today?
Great topic, man. I like the show. Let me say this here, Joe, and I want to say it because I don't want to get you emotionally distraught, because I think we lose luster in what the message is.
Okay.
And I would say this here. When Hugh Douglas is not on the show is not the same.
Of course, I
when
agree
you're
with that.
Not, listen to me. When you're not here, this show is not the same. When Kyle's not there, this show is not the same.
Kyle's an idiot.
It's still a good show, but it's not the same. If you take Jalen off of this team, it would not be the same. Jalen Hurts, the fact that Howie was able to hit on Jalen Hurts is the reason why we got Devontae, is the reason why AJ's here, and having Saquon is like a cherry on top. We didn't need a Saquon Barkley. We needed just another running back like we always have, right? And they all end up being all-star pro players, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But Barkley is better than the other two. So he's like the cherry on the top. So he's over, like you're overdoing it. So what I'm saying, and Barkley gets to tap out when he gets tired. Jalen can't tap out. Jalen, when he gets on that plane, they working on his ankle. He's got to play. If Jalen misses a game, we've seen this before. We don't win. Remember, we had to rush him back to win the Giant game to be able to secure that playoff spot. And when the year we went to the Super Bowl, he wasn't ready to come back.
Sure.
But
this is a different team. That was then. I thought, but hold on. I think every year is its own thing. And I thought the 2022 Jalen was way more of the driving force of that team than the 2024 Jalen is for this team. Same guy, but every year is its own thing. And the formula here is just different than it was 2 years ago. I just viewed him differently in that team 2 years ago than I do on this team.
Let me say this here to that. The 22 team is when Jalen Hurts was in his second year in the same offense. He knew the offense. And we weren't playing good teams. We were playing a bunch of bad teams. Jalen was throwing the ball like crazy, you know what I'm saying, running the ball like crazy, because we weren't being challenged. So everything was really easy for us. This year, Jalen's learning a new offense. We got new dynamic running back on this team. So basically, he's being asked to do things. Then, I said it yesterday, 3 games without AJ, 4 games without, and this goes to what I just told you about y'all not being on the show. When that happens, those dynamics fluctuate, and you're not able to get the best out of your offense, so you have to make do. Last week, you made your take was you didn't know if Jalen Hurts had the ability to come back if we fell back. That was one of your main concerns. Well, we went down 9 points in the first half. In 2 drives before the half, Jalen brought us back out of that 9-point hole. And was able to take the damn lead. Joe, you got to give credit to that.
Well, yeah, he played well. I thought he played well on Sunday. OG, we appreciate the call. He played well. What I meant is, if it's a shootout, could he win a shootout? And it wasn't a shootout. Well,
they went down 9-0 and still gave Saquon the ball like 20-something times.
It wasn't a shootout. Their defense was still.
It was still a manageable game at that point.
Yeah, right.
He was going to need to get away from what you have been doing. I get your point.
It feels like I keep hearing a lot of why it is the way it is instead of it is the way it is. Like, I understand why they're doing this. They're a great running team, great O-line, great defense. I'm not calling for them to change their approach. Let's keep rolling this way. Let's keep winning. I just don't know why we have to be so sensitive about what he is in this year. Again, the biggest comparison I have to this Jalen, like the version of Jalen we got now, is Russell Wilson winning the Super Bowl. He was not the driving force. Was he the most important player in the franchise? Of course, they found a quarterback in the third round. We found one in the second round. I agree with OG Wade. That pick by Howie is a Hall of Fame pick. He got a quarterback that went to the Super Bowl in the second round. He might go to another Super Bowl with him. It's a great pick. I love the pick of Jalen Hurts. I want him to start from day one, but he's not the driving force of this team this year.
I hear what you're saying, Joe, but I think it's the way that most people receive what you're saying, because to a lot of people, that word game manager means a whole lot of different things.
Well, everyone's got to get out of their feelings.
Yeah, but people are, especially when it comes to that position and Jalen Hurts, because we've seen him at his best. Now,
This year, have we seen him at his best?
We've seen he's played better. Now, he's picked up the blitzes better, and he's gotten the ball out of his hands better. But I think a lot of that has been overshadowed because of what Saquon Barkley brings to the table. This is the truism when it comes to throwing the football. Three things can happen, and two of them are bad. So if I'm in a position or in a situation where I can take the easy route and still have success, then why not? Like, this is a passing league. Or it has been, but not so much this year. When I look at the numbers of the passing leaders in the NFL, Joe, it's all over the place. And what I mean by that is the number one passing leader in the NFL right now is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's getting ready to go home. He's getting ready to go home. And when you look across the board at passing leaders that teams are having success, I can go as far down as 21-20. Mm-hmm. That's where Jalen, he's around that area. Justin Herbert's down that way. Kyler Murray's down that way. Or I can go to the top. Matthew Stafford is at the top. He's in the top 10. Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins. But when I look at those quarterbacks and I look at those numbers, like if I came from another planet, which sometimes I normally do, I'm looking at these numbers and I'm like, oh, the top five quarterback in the NFL right now is Kirk Cousins. There's, what, 6-6?
Well, that's because, what's that, yards?
No, but I'm just saying, but that's what we're talking about, because they throw the ball a lot.
But the Eagles asked Jalen to do less than any quarterback.
No, but the bottom line is they're winning.
Sure, and
the formula's working.
Right, but it doesn't make it not true. We're trying to feel better about it.
I get what you're saying, but the point that I'm making is Jalen's important to the success of this football team.
Well, he's important behind the O-line and behind the running game and behind the defense.
No, see?
Yes!
That's where the road split. Let's not go too far, Kyle. But the Eagles are telling us this.
If they could throw the ball 50 times a game if they wanted, if they thought it would lead to wins. They don't think so. Rich in Swedesboro. What's up, Rich? Rich? Rich, all right? See, Rich was going to be the driving force of the next phone call, but now we can't let him be that. He's got to go back on hold. Let's talk to Jay in Lawnside. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey, man, this is Jay from Lawnside again. I'm about to be a regular caller because, Joe, you be getting me there, man, talking about my man Jalen, bro. So my thing is this. You know, the Eagles, they're a data-driven organization, correct?
Yes. Analytics, yes.
All that stuff. Why do you not think that they looked at the data and did every type of data digging they could do and said that it makes more sense in this league to run the ball more, keep the ball safe, keep it in our possession, keep it out of the air, like Hugh Douglas just said, and that will help us win more? What makes you think this is not an organizational thing, an organizational transition into a new philosophy?
So, Jay, maybe.
They literally went out and paid a running back big money.
Mm-hmm.
Jay sounds like he worked
for corporate. They have never done that. So, what makes you think this is not an organizational shift in thinking on how to win Super Bowls.
Jay,
and you're diminishing the importance.
I'll say this. You might be right, Jay, and the Eagles tend to be ahead of curves. You're right. I mean, you're dead on this, that maybe they saw something and they see something. I will say this, though. If that's the case, Jalen Hurts will not be here for long because then there's no reason to pay any quarterback as much money as they're paying their quarterback.
And I'm glad you said that because the one thing that you cannot, like Hugh Douglas said, like you cannot quantify is Jalen's ability to lead men. And you cannot put Carson Wentz in there and do that because we've seen that. So you can't quantify his ability to lead. You're diminishing his ability to lead. You're diminishing his ability to lead men. And no disrespect, I think that's because you never played.
Well, you missed my high school career.
Have you seen this jumper? Have you seen this jumper?
No, basketball I couldn't play. Jay, you're diminishing that I was a long snapper. No, I was obviously not a real high level player. Yes, but no, I'm not diminishing that. But
I think we're too sensitive.
Jay, do you think Russell Wilson drove the bus when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl?
And one of the key attributes of Russell Wilson, who was one of my favorite quarterbacks, is his ability to lead men.
But
I don't know if they loved him in Seattle.
But Jay, they did.
Yeah, they did. Jay, like Russell was a really good player, and Jalen's a good player. They're both I think they're similar. But
I'm not talking about their ability to play. What I'm talking about is the intangible that people don't see that leads organizations. And one of those things that leads organizations in the right direction that people do not see is leadership ability.
I think he has a lot of that, Jay. And I think I actually think it's important. I don't diminish it. Maybe I'm just not framing it that way. And Jay, good phone call. I think it's important. We're adding things to why his importance in the backseat is important.
It's
like he's really playing his leadership style, the way he plays that music on this drive, man, he knows how to hit those notes.
Listen, this is the equivalent of who I can't think of his name. Who was the quarterback when Peyton Manning won the Super Bowl that came in and played? I can't think of the backups.
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah,
Osweiler. But Jalen's way better than Brock Osweiler.
Wait a minute, but listen though. Brock was winning. When Peyton got hurt, Brock was winning. And Brock was upset because, like, he got benched when Peyton got better. Because during the course of that year, he got better. Now, there's a lot of intangibles that go into the fact that they put Peyton Manning back out there. But what do you think the biggest one was?
He's Peyton Manning.
No, Joe. His ability to lead men. Because when you talk about the skill set, the diminishing skill sets, of Peyton Manning in that situation.
Well, it was also his mind. He knew
But he's a leader of men.
I know, but do you realize that, we're comparing Jalen to bad quarterbacks now?
No,
he's Brock Osweiler.
Y'all get caught up on the individuals.
Yeah,
it's
on.
The story. It's but the narrative just, of the story.
But you just added to my point.
Yeah, you painted a picture.
The 2015 Broncos, Peyton Manning went out, Brock Osweiler won games.
But the reason why Jalen is on the field and the reason why Jalen is important is because of his intangibles, his unquantifiable intangibles.
215-592-9494. This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and seven delicious flavors for Popeyes. All right, coming up, more of your calls on this. Jalen Hurts, is he driving the bus or is he along for the ride on this season? We'll go through the rest of the NFL starters, see how far we can go when we see a quarterback that wouldn't have the same record with this Eagles team this year. That'll be fun. Plus, something interesting, LeSean McCoy said to us yesterday about Saquon going for the record this year. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. You'll get started at $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows you. I love this music. All right, here's what we got coming up. Nick Sirianni will speak in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll bring that to you. What If Wednesday, about an hour from now, Elliott Shore Parks. And don't forget here, Hugh's Holiday Stocking, the ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway. Your chance to win today's qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize. Brought to you by Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. When you hear this sounder coming up later in the show, I'm not going to tell you when, but you got to listen for it. When you hear this sounder, you call. Let him hear it, Kyle.
It's Hugh's Holiday Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, when you hear that, first as the show goes on, that's why we're going to play like four times a day. It's so great. When you hear that later in the show, call in. Your chance to win will tell you what you're trying to guess is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking today. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, we thought this would be a fun little exercise because I threw out earlier, obviously people got upset, I don't know why, that three or four games this year, like the one on Sunday, Pickett could have played, they would have won the game, right? It was a defense running game. That's how they won the game. Jalen completed 11 passes. He played well on Sunday, but it was a very limited, you know, kind of a volume of what they asked him to do. So we thought, why don't we go through quarterbacks in the NFL? And the question here is, if the Eagles had this guy instead of Jalen this season, would they still have a 10-2 record? Are you ready for this, Hugh?
What's that?
Well, the exercise we're going to do.
No, I'm saying, waiting for you to tell me.
Kyle's going to throw some quarterbacks at us. Yeah. And the question for us is, would they still be 10-2 if we had this guy and not Jalen?
All right, so I started off that they're ones that I feel were just obvious. I got through 9 QBs before I was like, eh.
So the obvious ones, the idea would be if they had Mahomes, they'd still be 10-2.
Correct.
If they had Allen,
Josh Allen.
They'd
Allen,
still be 10-2.
Lamar, Burrow, Goff.
See, that's easy.
Stafford, Herbert, Love, Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, potential
Goff?
Rookie of the Year.
You got Goff in that list?
Goff. Yeah, I got Goff there too.
Hugh, the Lions are literally, they have a better record than us with Jared Goff.
Nah.
Yeah, but Goff's played better than Hurts.
What are you talking about?
I'm not giving you Goff.
Been better than Hurts.
I'm not giving you Goff.
No, you have to. No, Hugh, you have to. They have a better record than us without the MVP running back, without the defense. No, Goff is having a better year than Hurts. That's that. Sorry. Jared Goff is Jared Goff.
He doesn't have to agree, but I think he's
no, he has to agree.
Kyle's being a bully.
No, because that's absurd. Goff is having a better year than Hurts.
All right, let's say it's 8 then, and Hugh disagrees on Goff. All right.
No.
I mean, I think they'd be 10-2 with Goff.
I totally agree. I don't know how anybody wouldn't agree.
Whatever. What game do they lose with Goff?
That bothers you when I say that. They lose the Baltimore game if Goff's playing.
He had 11 completions.
You're diminishing Jalen's runs in that game.
You're diminishing Goff's run with the Lions now.
Did I forget a run?
Jalen threw 5 picks in one game.
But I also don't see Jalen bringing them back down 3 scores like Goff.
Jalen also hasn't thrown for 450 yards in a game.
They have the most gimmicky offense in the NFL. But I'll digress.
Wow.
They do. I mean, it's not. Come on now. You got
Panay
Sewell.
You better pocket that for the potential NFC Championship game, buddy.
You got Panay
Sewell
back there.
I want to hear this bravado when we play the Lions
in the
chip.
Here's what I need. I need you to be strong on that NFC title game weekend because we're going to bring on the Detroit guys. And we're going to yell back and forth.
I don't care about the Detroit guys.
You stay on that side, buddy.
I got family in Detroit. I ain't worried about them.
This is going to be good. All right. Anyway.
Besides delusional Douglas.
All right. Give us some quarterbacks we could actually debate.
Russell Wilson.
You mean this version of Russell Wilson?
2024 Russ.
Man, he'd been struggling to throw some of them balls.
He just put up 41.
No, he did. They.
Come on, man.
I give you Russell.
I think they'd be 10-2.
I give you Russell.
Sam Darnold.
Nope.
No.
The Vikings are 10-2 with a worse team? They have the same record as the Eagles with a worse roster.
Darnold. Hold on. We don't. Here's what I'll give Jalen. Darnold has no mobility. I think that's where I come back on this. I would say
a little bit of pushback.
Has 500 more passing yards than Jalen Hurts this year.
So you're looking at the stats. You're not looking at those unquantifiable.
Because that's just what everyone uses a crutch. Unquantifiable.
That is not a crutch. That is not a crutch. That's a fact.
It's an opinion.
Go back and play that cut with Chris Sims. Was out there trying to run a play and he couldn't because Gruden was all over.
That's
unquantifiable stuff that I'm talking about.
These guys are all better than Chris Sims. These are real quarterbacks. I think they would be.
These are real quarterbacks. Darnold is 10-2 on a worse team.
Sam Darnold is on like his third team in his life.
He's having a
They would be worse with Darnold.
He's having a better statistical season than Hurts.
They'd be worse.
Listen,
now no one could say,
Joe, if you said that Kenny Pickett can hand it off to Saquon and win the Ravens game, then so can freaking Darnold.
Yes, but that's not 12 games. That's one game.
Darnold has the same record as Jalen this year.
Darnold stinks. Move on.
Oh, my goodness.
Stinks.
You guys are brutal. Brock Purdy.
Same record.
No.
Same record.
Unquantifiable.
Same record.
They'd have the same record.
Unquantifiable.
All right.
I'm just going to, since we're being childish.
Stubborn and you're cutting this list out from the legs.
Unquantifiable.
Baker Mayfield.
No.
He throws a lot more picks.
Baker Mayfield's got the unquantifiable, though.
Yeah, he does. He's got
you
some
see him doing the DeVito celebration?
No, his team would rally behind
Baker.
And don't diminish unquantifiable to running the ball. Don't do that. I see what you're doing, Kyle.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm talking about
intangibles. Like
he's got some moxie. I think they'd be worse with Baker.
Baker Mayfield ran away from Cleveland when he found out they was going to get big creepy.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I probably would have ran away, too.
Need a job, man. I need a job.
Bo Nix.
No.
I just want to say, if you look at Bo Nix's numbers the last 8 or 9 weeks.
See, y'all getting caught up in them numbers, man.
But because that's what you're asking, too.
No.
What do you mean?
Jalen brings something different. You're talking about being that quarterback in this city. It takes a special kind of individual to be here and play in this city, man. No. No.
Was it really special to throw the ball 18 times on Sunday?
Yes.
You needed to have like a special DNA to do this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think they'd be worse with Bo Nix.
I didn't realize how aggravating this is.
I know. I think they'd be worse with Bo Nix, but not that much worse.
Kyler Murray.
Same record.
Mm-hmm. Hugh.
No pushback.
Okay.
I give Kyler Murray his props.
Tua.
Nope.
If he was healthy all year.
They'd be worse.
Geno Smith.
Nope.
Worse.
I think you guys are crazy. I'm way opposite on this list.
Hold on. But like, so as we go through this, you said there was about 9 definites they'd be the same. So I think I've added 3 or 4 to the mix, right? Maybe not all the ones you've said.
Yeah.
So then I'm placing Jalen at like the 14th best quarterback in the league this year.
I think you're missing some though.
Where are you? You're ranking him 20. I mean, just based on the...
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm not necessarily ranking him 20. I'm saying they can have the same record with...
I get it. Anyone else?
Those QBs. Yeah, CJ Stroud.
That's an interesting one.
He has not played very well.
No, he hasn't.
I think they'd be slightly worse.
I think I would have to agree with that one.
So basically, the way I've framed it is I think there's about 13 or 14 quarterbacks in the NFL. They'd be the same if they had that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel. He's played fine. He's played well in his role, but he's not asked to do a whole lot.
I would have gone with 5 QBs that you guys said no to.
So to you, it's like 18 quarterbacks would have the same record as Jalen.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's...
I didn't say nothing. I mean,
I'll
be difficult.
I didn't expect this to happen, but the Darnold one's the one I'm most upset with.
Why?
He has the same record on a worse team.
Sam Darnold was 2 days out of the league not too long ago.
Who cares?
Remember when they brought him and Baker Mayfield in?
Geno Smith was 2 days out of the league 2 years ago.
And he's resurrected.
That doesn't matter.
But he's only been on, Geno was only what, 2 teams?
I think more than that. I think he was
Giants, Jets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he was a Giants. Yeah, he bounced around a little bit.
But that's just his path. That doesn't have anything to do with now.
Right. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Neither does Darnold's path. First of all, Darnold was a way higher pick than Jalen, if you want to go there.
Yeah, see, that don't matter.
Why does yours matter, but him being a higher pick doesn't?
Here's why this
He came
is,
into the league more talented.
Let's remember this conversation. There's a real chance in the second round of the playoffs the Eagles are facing Darnold or Geno Smith.
That's right.
So we'll see that head-to-head. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear what Shady said yesterday to us about the idea of would he want to go for the record if he was in Saquon's position down the stretch of the season. All right, let's go to Derek, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, this is one of y'all's worst shows I ever heard, bro.
Because you don't agree?
I'm just saying.
You hung on for an hour and 40 minutes to get in on it, Derek.
I want to give you full time. I don't understand how anyone sees this differently. I'm flabbergasted today that we all don't see this the same. He's not the driving force on this team this year. Go ahead, Derek.
Oh, Hugh.
Yes.
You and the Eagles, Ring of Honor, whatever the case may be, you play DN, linebacker, whatever. When you're going up against the Eagles, right, when you got Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, it's going to look a lot different than you having Sam Darnold and Saquon Barkley. So him just throwing the ball 18 times and 11 completions and all that, like, that sounds to me, that just sounds like somebody that has no idea what it goes into, like, containing the run and, you know, having somebody crash down on a quarterback and setting the edge. Like, Saquon is a cheat code, but trust me, if Jalen Hurts wasn't the quarterback and his threat of keeping it sometime and running around that edge and doing this and doing that, if he didn't have that, he wouldn't have 1,600 yards already. You understand what I'm saying?
Derek, I agree with you.
Unquantifiable.
But, Derek, I agree with you on this, and that's why I said they'd be worse for Darnold. But, like, what does that have to do with the...
They'd be worse with a lot of quarterbacks, though.
Wow.
Nah, we just did the exercise.
Listen, this is what I don't understand about our fan base, right? The Eagles have won 8 games in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about Jalen Hurts or whatever, it's always like, Hurts can't do this, and he has the best O-line, and he has this, and he has that. Y'all will make a million excuses for Jared Goff, right? You'll say that Josh Allen don't have no receivers, right? Kyle, you all Sam Darnold out. The first team you did kiss the baby on was who? The Minnesota Vikings, right?
Yeah, it was before I saw them play. Excluded. What are you talking about?
The first thing Derek, you did was the
Yo, that was before I watched them play, Derek.
It's a good dig, Derek. I like that.
Did you think the Eagles would be 10-2 before you saw them play?
Derek Petty.
You kissed them because you had no belief in them. Right?
Yeah, and then what happened? I saw them play.
It's a good dig.
Okay, you've seen them play, what, 4 or 5 years since then, too, right?
What are you talking about? No, Derek, they're 10-2.
Right.
Get him, Derek.
No, Derek, I got new information. They're 10-2. I don't know if you understand how that works.
Derek, good phone call, Derek.
Get him, Derek.
I like that, Derek.
Get him.
I just...
it's dumb.
Oh, no, it's funny.
No, it is funny. It is funny, real funny.
But it's dumb.
I just think
we... eliminated first, though, again? I forgot.
It was the Vikings.
Hold on. You're stuck with the Jags and your playoff picture, buddy.
What are you talking about? I just missed them because I was being kind to y'all.
No.
Yeah, that's the story I'm spinning. This is a spin job. I forgot to get them. I should have got them last week.
I keep saying this because I think we're doing this. We're too sensitive to just say what's going on. Russell Wilson may very well go to the Hall of Fame. In 11 years ago when he won the Super Bowl, he was not the driving force on his football team. His defense was.
Mm-hmm.
His running game was.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we so sensitive to say this about Jalen Hurts? It doesn't mean he's not good. It doesn't mean I want to get rid of him. It doesn't mean I don't like him. It doesn't mean any of those things. But how can I say someone's a driving force when they barely participate for quarters at a time?
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's because we're visual individuals. I was about to say into beings, but that made no sense.
No, it didn't.
It was we're visual. And we go by, you're worth by what we see. You know, we see Josh Allen the other night in the snow game where he had that run that he had. I mean, that's phenomenal. And you see
it was cool, yeah.
Him making plays, and he has less talent. And you look at Jalen, and his role is diminished because you're looking at all the talent around him. But there's a certain amount of gray matter, that goes into doing what he does that I think that – We've gotten so involved with football, and we try to make it so hard that we forget about certain small things. Like Coach always said, attention to details. Mm. You're talking about a guy who was asked to, like, take a back to your point, and I'm not saying he's in the back seat, but kind of let the natural flow of things work to your advantage, because at some point, it's going to come back to the mean, and Jalen is the mean. Like, I know that it might not look like a big thing to you, but that pass play on the out to Dallas Goedert to put him in position to score, it's a tough play to make, man. I mean, I'm not trying to make it seem like it was the absolute hardest play. That was a hell of a play to make.
I see 25 quarterbacks make that throw every week.
I mean,
I think he's made tougher throws this year is what I mean. Like, he's made some deep shots down the field that I'm like, wow, he's one of 10 that can make that, or 5.
And not only that, like, I think people diminish the ability to be able to read certain coverages and defenses and put the ball in position where you allow your receiver to have success in that play. Like, a lot of times you see plays designed for some quarterbacks, it's easy, you know, throw it to the first read or whatever. But I've seen Jalen go through his progressions and get the ball to the guy in the right position at times. That's not an easy skill to have. That's not easy to do, man. Especially when you talk about how quick all of that is happening. You know, a couple years ago, I remember walking out on the field with my son, and I just had an epiphany about how fast this game is and how fast I forgot that it was. And then on top of that, how quickly decisions are made in a split second. Everybody can't do that. Everybody can't do that. And even put we've been talking about Sam Darnold a lot. Sam Darnold is a journeyman first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been put in position with the skill set that he has. Somebody's married an offense to a skill set that he can thrive
in. Yeah, he got a very good coach.
Jalen, to his credit, has, with his skill set, because we can sit here and argue that there's a lot that Jalen can't do. But with his skill set, Jalen has been able to thrive and adapt in every offense that he's ever been in. When you talk about having 8 to 9 different coordinators on a year-to-year basis.
He's very good.
And still has had success. That's the thing that I think they were kind of missing. We sat here in the beginning of the season, and we talked about how, and Jalen even talked about in his press conference how he hasn't had the same coordinator since college. But Jalen has been able to adapt and thrive in every offense that he's ever been in, asked to do whatever he needs to do. That's that unquantifiable intangible that I'm talking about.
Right, but
his ability to adapt and thrive in any environment.
But it's a reason he's not the driving force. It's not like it doesn't mean he's not the driving force of this team. I agree with you. And OG Wade said it. You said it. Like next year, let's say Kellen Moore stays, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might open it up more. Might be more. But that doesn't change that he's in the passenger seat right now. It's a reason he's in the passenger
seat. Still the driver, Joe. I hear what you're saying. Still the driver.
215-592-9494. Right, before we go any further here, there's a lot to going on in this show. But one of the things, the backdrop of this is they have a running back that is pushing to break the all-time rushing record. And yesterday we had LeSean McCoy on Backs for Barkley. There's more to come here over the next few weeks. We're going to bring on a lot of backs on this show, morning show, afternoon show, all the shows, to give their take on why Saquon should be the NFL MVP. But one of the things we talked about yesterday with Shady was if it was him, right? Like if Shady was going for the record down the stretch of the season, would he want to be out there? Would he push for it? Would he be thinking big picture with like the playoffs? Here's what Shady said in his mind. If he was in this position, would he want to go for it?
So to have a chance to break that 2,100 yards, I would say go do it. Only thing is I was just thinking like back to like my years of having a lot of yards. I mean, I got 1,600. He's about to pass that probably this week or something like that. But as the year went on, right, I probably was a little bit more sore than ever. Like, man, I'm kind of sore. And I don't really take no hits at all. So I was just wondering, like, I don't know how his body is, right? He's a lot bigger than I am. He's probably a lot stronger than I am as well. So he might be good, but I always think about the pros and the cons, the good and the bad, you know. But if I'm the coach, forget what Saquon's talking about. We're going to get this record because it's not just a Saquon thing. It's an everybody's thing. And this is going to go down for the next 30 years when we have another guy that even break that. You know what I mean? So I would go get it.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I know it just feels like if you were in that situation, LeSean, there's no question that you would try to go for that record, correct?
Oh, hey, Hugh, listen, ain't even no question. Andy Reid, he already know what I'm thinking. I was watching one game. He was like, hey, man, do you want to let the young guys go in there or get you? I love my young guys. I'm going to go out there and get them numbers. If I get tired, come in there and get me back. You know, so.
I love that answer from because we got both sides of his brain there, Hugh. You notice that? Like, the one was like his heart and his feeling. Like, of course I want to go for it. He said Andy would know. But he also, I thought that was pretty revealing that he told us in some of the seasons where he got a lot of carries, he was sore down the stretch of the season. Because we keep saying, like, Saquon looks fine. There's only one person, Hugh, that really understands how he's feeling.
And that's Saquon.
Right. So I'm glad he said that because that's a perspective of a running back. This all is going to factor in. Hugh, this is going to be one of the biggest stories in the NFL the next five weeks.
As we get down to this thing.
Yep.
And here's the thing, Joe, because as an older man, I think about a lot that I did in the NFL, but I also think about a lot that I didn't get a chance to do. And the reality is you take two things away from this game, money and memories, and you try to get as most of both of those as you possibly can. And Saquon Barkley, coming off of the years that he had in New York, and I know everybody talking about where it's not like he had all bad years in New York, but he ain't had no season like the one he's having here.
Not like this.
And to put yourself in a position where you are in rarefied air, you are in Hall of Fame territory. Like the Hall of Fame is up for debate. I know that. But when you talk about the numbers that you could potentially put up, you're rubbing shoulders with Hall of Famers. The fact that Eric Dickerson, they're rolling out everybody that has ever been any kind of significant running back from every era the last couple of weeks because of what you brought to the table, the contribution that you're making right now. That's heavy. That's heavy, especially in an era where just last year we were talking about how running backs didn't matter and how they were being devalued in the NFL. And 1 year later, we got this. And everybody that has ever played the position, I saw what Steven Jackson on TV. I said, I was like, damn, he cut his hair and he got all that gray hair in his head.
Oh, the Ram?
Yeah, and it's just like, it's great to see these guys. They brought in our Christian Okoye. Haven't seen the Nigerian Nightmare in years.
Like 30 years.
Bo Jackson. It's a beautiful thing to see, man, because these are the guys that I grew up watching. And these are the guys that were significant to my era and back in the day when you used to run the football a lot. So it's great to see. So if he's in position to get it done, I don't think you could deny him history.
I agree with that. And I think it's going to be – it could be a real challenge for Sirianni to have to deal with because it's not easy. I mean, your instinct is let him do it. But you got to factor in the whole team, injuries, the whole thing. It's going to be a huge story. But I really thought it was an interesting answer yesterday from Shady on the two sides of it. Like, yeah, of course I want it, but my body was sore down the stretch of seasons. 215-592-9494. For all your phone calls coming up here. When you think about Jalen Hurts this season, is he driving this thing or is he along for the ride? And listen, it's okay to say he's along for the ride. It doesn't mean you're knocking him. I just think that's the reality of this team this year. But a lot of people disagree. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We're going to find out what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking. When you hear the sound or you call in, your chance to win an incredible prize courtesy of Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Nick Sirianni will speak around 12:10. We'll carry it. Plus, we have to pass along the latest on Juan Soto. He's about to make a decision here. The Phillies' involvement or maybe lack thereof. We'll hit you with that coming up. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute. What were we remembering? What happened?
Well, I mean, laugh. Yeah, no, it's not funny.
What was your favorite moment of the Juan Soto era of the Phillies?
Oh.
Yeah, we're saying goodbye to you.
So it's a done deal?
Well, we're close. So
he's making a decision. How much did we offer him?
You want to know?
Yes.
Nothing. So according to Matt Gelb of The Athletic, the Philadelphia Phillies never made an offer to Juan Soto. Reporting is starting to come down. I saw one on SNY last night. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas shows you. I love this music. All right, here's what we got coming up. Nick Sirianni will speak in the 12 o'clock hour. We'll bring that to you. What If Wednesday, about an hour from now, Elliott Shore Parks. And don't forget here, Hugh's Holiday Stocking, the ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway. Your chance to win today's qualifying prize and be entered for the grand prize. Brought to you by Gerhardt's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. When you hear this sounder coming up later in the show, I'm not going to tell you when, but you got to listen for it. When you hear this sounder, you call. Let him hear it, Kyle.
It's Hugh's Holiday Stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, when you hear that, as the show goes on, that's why we're going to play like four times a day. It's so great. When you hear that later in the show, call in. Your chance to win. We'll tell you what you're trying to guess is in Hugh's Holiday Stocking today. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, we thought this would be a fun little exercise because I threw out earlier, obviously people got upset, I don't know why, that three or four games this year, like the one on Sunday, Pickett could have played, they would have won the game, right? It was a defense running game. That's how they won the game. Jalen completed 11 passes. He played well on Sunday, but it was a very limited, you know, kind of a volume of what they asked him to do. So we thought, why don't we go through quarterbacks in the NFL? And the question here is, if the Eagles had this guy instead of Jalen this season, would they still have a 10-2 record? Are you ready for this, Hugh?
What's that?
Well, the exercise we're going to do.
No, I'm saying. I was waiting for you to tell me.
Kyle's going to throw some quarterbacks at us. And the question for us is, would they still be 10-2 if we had this guy and not Jalen?
All right, so I started off that there are ones that I feel were just obvious. I got through 9 QBs before I was like, eh.
So the obvious ones, the idea would be if they had Mahomes, they'd still be 10-2.
Correct.
If they had Allen, they'd still be 10-2.
Lamar, Burrow, Goff.
See, that's easy.
Stafford, Herbert, Love, Mahomes, Jaden Daniels, potential
Goff?
Rookie of the year.
You got Goff in that list?
Goff. Yeah, I got Goff there too.
Hugh, the Lions are literally, they have a better record than us with Jared Goff.
Nah.
Yeah, but Goff's played better than Hurts.
What are you talking about?
But I'm not giving you Goff.
But he's been better than Hurts.
I'm not giving you Goff.
No, you have to. No, Hugh, you have to. They have a better record than us without the MVP running back, without the defense. No, Goff is having a better year than Hurts. That's that. Sorry. Jared Goff is Jared Goff.
He doesn't have to agree, but I think he's
no, he has to agree.
Kyle's being a bully.
No, because that's absurd. Goff is having a better year than Hurts.
All right, well, let's say it's 8 then, and Hugh disagrees on Goff. All right,
no.
I mean, I think they'd be 10-2 with Goff.
I totally agree. I don't know how anybody wouldn't agree.
Whatever. What game do they lose with Goff?
That bothers you when I say that. They lose the Baltimore
ridiculous.
Game if Goff's playing.
He was 11. He had 11 completions.
Because you're diminishing Jalen's runs in that game.
You're diminishing Goff's run with the Lions now.
Did I forget a run?
I don't think Jalen threw 5 picks in one game.
But I also don't see Jalen bringing them back down 3 scores.
Jalen also hasn't thrown for 450
yards
in a game.
They have the most gimmicky offense in the NFL. But I'll digress.
Wow.
They do. I mean, it's not. Come on now. You got Panay
Sewell.
You better
pocket that for the potential NFC championship. I want to hear this bravado when we play the Lions in the chip.
Here's what I need. I need you to be strong on that NFC title game weekend because we're going to bring on the Detroit guys. And we're going to yell back and forth.
I don't care about the Detroit guys.
You stay on that side,
buddy. I got family in Detroit. I ain't worried about them.
This is going to be good. All right. Anyway.
Besides delusional Douglas.
All right. Give us some quarterbacks we could actually debate.
Russell Wilson.
You mean this version of Russell Wilson?
2024 Russ.
Man, he's been struggling to throw some of them balls.
He just put up 41.
No, he did. They.
Come on, man.
I give you Russell.
I think they'd be 10-2.
I give you Russell.
Sam Darnold.
Nope.
No.
The Vikings are 10-2 with a worse team. They have the same record as the Eagles with a worse roster. Here's to say Darnold.
Hold on. No, we don't. Here's what I'll give Jalen. Darnold has no mobility. I think that's where I come back on this. I would say
a little bit of pushback.
Darnold has 500 more passing yards than Jalen Hurts this year.
So you're looking at the stats. You're not looking at those unquantifiable.
Because that's just what everyone uses a crutch. Unquantifiable.
That is not a crutch.
It is a crutch.
That is not a crutch.
Because what?
That's a fact.
It's not a fact. It's an opinion.
Go back and play that cut with Chris Sims. Was out there trying to run a play, and he couldn't because Gruden was all over.
That's
unquantifiable stuff that I'm talking about.
These guys are all better than Chris Sims. These are real quarterbacks. I think they would be.
Darnold is 10-2 on a worse team.
Sam Darnold is on, like, his third team in his life.
He's having a
They would be worse with Darnold.
He's having a better statistical season than Hurts.
They'd be worse.
Y'all get caught
They'd
up the stats
be worse.
Too much, man.
Listen, now no one could say.
Joe, if you said that Kenny Pickett can hand it off to Saquon and win the Ravens game, then so can freaking Darnold.
Yes, but that's not 12 games. That's one game.
Darnold has the same record as Jalen this year.
Darnold stinks. Move on.
Oh, my goodness.
Stinks.
You guys are brutal. Brock Purdy.
Same record.
No.
Same record.
Unquantifiable.
Same record.
They'd have the same record.
Unquantifiable.
All right.
I'm just gonna
see now.
Right, well,
since
then
we're
you're
being
just being
childish,
stubborn, and you're cutting this list out
unquantifiable,
from the legs.
Unquantifiable.
Baker Mayfield.
No.
He throws a lot more picks.
Baker Mayfield's got the unquantifiable though.
Yeah, he's got.
You
some
see him doing the DeVito celebration?
No, this team would rally behind Baker. And don't diminish unquantifiable to running the ball. Don't do that. I see what you're doing, Kyle.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm talking about.
He's got some moxie. I think they'd be worse with Baker. Okay.
Baker Mayfield ran away from Cleveland when he found out they was going to get Big Creepy.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I probably would have ran away too.
Need a job, man.
I
need a job.
Away too.
Bo Nix.
No.
I just want to say, if you look at Bo Nix's numbers the last 8 or 9 weeks.
See, y'all getting caught up in them numbers, man.
But because that's what you're asking,
nah,
too.
Nah.
What do you mean?
Jalen brings something to do. You're talking about being that quarterback in this city. It takes a special kind of individual to be here and play in this city, man. No. No.
Was it really special to throw the ball 18 times on Sunday?
Yes.
You needed to have like a special DNA to do this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think they'd be worse with Bo Nix.
I didn't realize how aggravating this is.
I know. I think they'd be worse with Bo Nix, but not that much worse.
Kyler Murray.
Same record.
Mm-hmm. Hugh.
No pushback.
Okay.
I give Kyler Murray his props.
Tua.
Nope.
If he was healthy all year.
They'd be worse.
Geno Smith.
Nope.
Worse.
I think you guys are crazy.
But
I do. I'm way opposite on this list.
Hold on. But like, so as we go through this, you said there was about 9 definites they'd be the same. So I think I've added 3 or 4 to the mix, right? Maybe not all the ones you said.
Yeah.
So then I'm placing Jalen at like the 14th best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, I think you're missing some, though.
Well, where are you? You're ranking him 20. I mean, just based on the...
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm not necessarily ranking him 20. I'm saying they can have the same record with...
I get it. Anyone else?
Those QBs. Yeah, CJ Stroud.
That's an interesting one.
He has not played very well.
No,
this
he hasn't.
I think they'd be slightly worse.
I think I would have to agree with that one.
So basically, the way I've framed it is I think there's about 13 or 14 quarterbacks in the NFL. They'd be the same if they had that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I feel. He's played fine. He's played well in his role, but he's not asked to do a whole lot.
I would have gone with 5 QBs that you guys said no to.
So to you, it's like 18 quarterbacks would have the same record as Jalen.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's.
I didn't say nothing. I mean,
I'm
being difficult.
I didn't expect this to happen, but the Darnold one's the one I'm most upset with.
Why?
He has the same record on a worse team.
Sam Darnold was 2 days out of the league not too long ago.
Who cares?
Remember when they brought him and Baker Mayfield in?
Geno Smith was 2 days out of the league 2 years ago.
And he's resurrected.
That doesn't matter.
But he's only been on, Geno was only what, 2 teams?
I think more than that. I think he was
Giants, Jets.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he was a Giants. Yeah, he bounced around a little bit.
But that's just his path. That isn't anything to do with now.
Right. Yeah.
Neither
does Darnold's path. First of all, Darnold was a way higher pick than Jalen, if you want to go there.
That don't matter.
Well, why does yours matter, but him being a higher pick doesn't?
Here's why
he came into the league more talented.
Let's remember this conversation. There's a real chance in the second round of the playoffs the Eagles are facing Darnold or Geno Smith.
That's right.
So we'll see that head to head. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear what Shady said yesterday to us about the idea of would he want to go for the record if he was in Saquon's position down the stretch of the season. All right, let's go to Derek, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, this is one of y'all's worst shows I ever heard, bro.
Because you don't agree?
I'm just saying.
You hung on for an hour and 40 minutes to get in on it, Derek.
I asked before, Derek, I want to give you full time. I don't understand how anyone sees this differently. I'm flabbergasted today that we all don't see this the same. He's not the driving force on this team this year. Go ahead, Derek.
Oh, Hugh.
Yes.
You and the Eagles, Ring of Honor, whatever the case may be, you play DN, linebacker, whatever. When you're going up against the Eagles, right, when you got Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, it's going to look a lot different than you having Sam Darnold and Saquon Barkley. So him just throwing the ball 18 times and 11 completions and all that, like, that sounds to me, that just sounds like somebody that has no idea what it goes into, like, containing the run and, you know, having somebody crash down on the quarterback and setting the edge. Like, Saquon is a cheat code, but trust me, if Jalen Hurts wasn't the quarterback and his threat of keeping it sometime and running around that edge and doing this and doing that, if he didn't have that, he wouldn't have 1,600 yards already. You understand what I'm saying?
Derek, I agree with you.
Unquantifiable.
But, Derek, I agree with you on this, and that's why I said they'd be worse for Darnold. But, like, what does that have to do with the
– worse for a lot of quarterbacks, though.
Wow.
Now we just did the exercise.
Listen, this is what I don't understand about our fan base, right? The Eagles have won 8 games in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about Jalen Hurts or whatever, it's always like, Hurts can't do this, and he has the best O-line, and he has this, and he has that. Y'all will make a million excuses for Jared Goff, right? You'll say that Josh Allen don't have no receivers, right? Kyle, you all Sam Darnold out. The first team you did kiss the baby on was who? The Minnesota Vikings, right?
Yeah, it was before I saw them play. What are you talking about?
The first thing you did was kiss the baby.
Yo, that was before I watched them play, Derek.
It's a good dig, Derek.
Did you think the Eagles would be 10-2 before you saw them play?
Derek Petty.
You kissed them because you had no belief in them. Right?
Yeah, and then what happened? I saw them play.
It's a good dig.
Okay, you've seen them play, what, 4 or 5 years since then, too, right?
What are you talking about? No, Derek, they're 10-2.
Right.
Get him, Derek.
No, Derek, I got new information. They're 10-2. I don't know if you understand how that works.
All right, Derek. Good phone call, Derek.
Get him, Derek.
I like that, Derek.
Get him.
It's dumb.
Oh, no, it's funny.
It's funny.
But it's dumb.
I just think
we eliminated first, though, again? I forgot.
It was the Vikings.
Hold on. You're stuck with the Jags and your playoff picture, buddy.
What are you talking about? I just missed them because I was being kind to y'all.
No.
That's the story I'm spinning. This is a spin job. I forgot to get them. I should have got them last week.
I keep saying this because I think we're doing this. We're too sensitive to just say what's going on. Russell Wilson may very well go to the Hall of Fame. In 11 years ago when he won the Super Bowl, he was not the driving force on his football team. His defense was.
Mm-hmm.
His running game was.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we so sensitive to say this about Jalen Hurts? It doesn't mean he's not good. It doesn't mean I want to get rid of him. It doesn't mean I don't like him. It doesn't mean any of those things. But how can I say someone's a driving force when they barely participate for quarters at a time?
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's because we're visual individuals. I was about to say into beings, but that made no sense.
No, it didn't.
It was we're visual. And we go by, you're worth by what we see. You know, we see Josh Allen the other night in the snow game. We had that run that he had. I mean, that's phenomenal. You see,
it was cool, yeah.
Him making plays, and he has less talent. And you look at Jalen, and his role is diminished because you're looking at all the talent around him. But there's a certain amount of brain matter, gray matter, that goes into doing what he does that I think that – We've gotten so involved with football, and we try to make it so hard that we forget about certain small things. Like Coach always said, attention to details. Mm. You're talking about a guy who was asked to, like, take a back to your point, and I'm not saying he's in the back seat, but kind of let the natural flow of things work to your advantage, because at some point, it's going to come back to the mean, and Jalen is the mean. Like, I know that it might not look like a big thing to you, but that pass play on the out to Dallas Goedert to put him in position to score, it's a tough play to make, man. I mean, I'm not trying to make it seem like it was the absolute hardest play. That was a hell of a play to make.
I see 25 quarterbacks make that throw every week.
I mean,
I think he's made tougher throws this year is what I mean. Like, he's made some deep shots down the field that I'm like, wow, he's one of 10 that can make that, or
and
five.
And not only that, like, I think people diminish the fact, the ability to be able to read certain coverages and defenses and put the ball in position where you allow your receiver to have success in that play. Like a lot of times you see plays designed for some quarterbacks, it's easy, you know, throw it to the first read or whatever. But I've seen Jalen go through his progressions and get the ball to the guy in the right position at times. That's not an easy skill to have. That's not easy to do, man. Especially when you talk about how quick all of that is happening. You know, a couple years ago, I remember walking out on the field with my son, and I just had an epiphany about how fast this game is and how fast I forgot that it was. And then on top of that, how quickly decisions are made in a split second. Everybody can't do that. Everybody can't do that. And even put we've been talking about Sam Darnold a lot. Sam Darnold is a journeyman first-round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been put in position with the skill set that he has. Somebody's married an offense to a skill set that he can thrive
in. Yeah, he got a very good coach.
Jalen, to his credit, has, with his skill set, because we can sit here and argue that there's a lot that Jalen can't do. But with his skill set, Jalen has been able to thrive and adapt in every offense that he's ever been in. When you talk about having 8 to 9 different coordinators on a year-to-year basis.
He's very good.
And still has had success. That's the thing that I think they were kind of missing. We sat here in the beginning of the season, and we talked about how, and Jalen even talked about in his press conference how he hasn't had the same coordinator mm-hmm. since college. But Jalen has been able to adapt and thrive in every offense that he's ever been in, asked to do whatever he needs to do. That's that unquantifiable intangible that I'm talking about.
Right, but
his ability to adapt and thrive in any environment.
But it's a reason he's not the driving force. It's not like, it doesn't mean he's not the driving force of this team. I agree with you. And OG Wade said it. You said it. Like next year, let's say Kellen Moore stays, right?
Mm-hmm.
They might open it up more. Might be more. But that doesn't change that he's in the passenger seat right now. It's a reason he's in the passenger
seat. Still the driver, Joe. I hear what you're saying. Still the driver.
215-592-9494. Right, before we go any further here, there's a lot going on in this show. But one of the things, the backdrop of this is they have a running back that is pushing to break the all-time rushing record. And yesterday we had LeSean McCoy on Backs for Barkley. There's more to come here over the next few weeks. We're going to bring on a lot of backs on this show, morning show, afternoon show, all the shows, to give their take on why Saquon should be the NFL MVP. But one of the things we talked about yesterday with Shady was if it was him, right? Like if Shady was going for the record down the stretch of the season, would he want to be out there? Would he push for it? Would he be thinking big picture with like the playoffs? Here's what Shady said in his mind. If he was in this position, would he want to go for it?
So to have a chance to break that 2,100 yards, I would say go do it. Only thing is I was just thinking like back to like my years of having a lot of yards. I mean, I got 1,600. He's about to pass that probably this week or something like that. But as the year went on, right, I probably was a little bit more sore than ever. Like, man, I'm kind of sore. And I don't really take no hits at all. So I was just wondering, like, I don't know how his body is, right? He's a lot bigger than I am. He's probably a lot stronger than I am as well. So he might be good, but I always think about the pros and the cons, the good and the bad, you know. But if I'm the coach, forget what Saquon's talking about. We're going to get this record because it's not just a Saquon thing. It's an everybody's thing. And this is going to go down for the next 30 years where we have another guy that even break that. You know what I mean? So I would go get it.
Yeah, I was about to say because I know it just feels like if you were in that situation, LeSean, there's no question that you would try to go for that record, correct?
Oh, hey, Hugh, listen, ain't even no question. Andy Reid, he already know what I'm thinking. I was watching one game. He was like, hey, man, do you want to let the young guys go in there or get you? I love my young guys. I'm going to go out there and get them numbers. If I get tired, come in there and get me back. You know, so.
I love that answer because we got both sides of his brain there, Hugh. You notice that? Like, the one was like his heart and his feeling. Like, of course I want to go for it. He said Andy would know. But he also, I thought that was pretty revealing that he told us in some of the seasons where he got a lot of carries, he was sore down the stretch of the season. Because we keep saying, like, Saquon looks fine. There's only one person, Hugh, that really understands how he's feeling.
And that's Saquon.
Right. So I'm glad he said that because that's a perspective of a running back. This all is going to factor in. Hugh, this is going to be one of the biggest stories in the NFL the next five weeks.
As we get down to this thing.
Yep.
And here's the thing, Joe, because as an older man, I think about a lot that I did in the NFL, but I also think about a lot that I didn't get a chance to do. And the reality is, you take two things away from this game, money and memories. and you try to get as most of both of those as you possibly can. And Saquon Barkley, coming off of the years that he had in New York, and I know everybody talking about where it's not like he had all bad years in New York, but he ain't had no season like the one he's having here.
Not like this.
And to put yourself in a position where you are in rarefied air, you are in Hall of Fame territory. Like the Hall of Fame is up for debate. I know that. But when you talk about the numbers that you could potentially put up, you're rubbing shoulders with Hall of Famers. The fact that Eric Dickerson, they're rolling out everybody that has ever been any kind of significant running back from every era the last couple of weeks because of what you brought to the table, the yep. contribution that you're making right now. That's heavy. That's heavy, especially in an era where just last year we were talking about how running backs didn't matter and how they were being devalued in the NFL. And 1 year later, we got this. And everybody that has ever played the position, I saw what Steven Jackson on TV. I said, I was like, damn, he cut his hair and he got all that gray hair in his head.
Oh, the Ram?
Like,
the Ram?
Yeah, and it's just like, it's great to see these guys. They're rolling out Christian Okoye. Haven't seen the Nigerian Nightmare in years.
Like 30 years.
Bo Jackson. It's a beautiful thing to see, man, because these are the guys that I grew up watching. And these are the guys that were significant to my era and back in the day when you used to run the football a lot. So it's great to see. So if he's in position to get it done, I don't think you could deny him history.
I agree with that. And I think it's going to be – it could be a real challenge for Sirianni to have to deal with because it's not easy. I mean, your instinct is let him do it. But you got to factor in the whole team, injuries, the whole thing. It's going to be a huge story. But I really thought it was an interesting answer yesterday from Shady on the two sides of it. Like, yeah, of course I want it, but my body was sore down the stretch of seasons. 215-592-9494. For all your phone calls coming up here, when you think about Jalen Hurts this season, is he driving this thing or is he along for the ride? And listen, it's okay to say he's along for the ride. It doesn't mean you're knocking him. I just think that's the reality of this team this year. But a lot of people disagree. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We're going to find out what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking. When you hear the sound or you call in, your chance to win an incredible prize courtesy of Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Nick Sirianni will speak around 12:10. We'll carry it. Plus, we have to pass along the latest on Juan Soto. He's about to make a decision here. The Phillies' involvement or maybe lack thereof. We'll hit you with that coming up. 215-59. Philadelphia Phillies never made an offer to Juan Soto. Reporting is starting to come down. I saw one on SNY last night.